Hi everyone, welcome back to this session about project management concepts. We have looked at project goals, tracking part of it comes next. We have looked at scheduling. Now, when we create a schedule, we need to ensure that the project schedules are tracked properly so that we can identify issues, fix them, do adjustments to ensure that the end goal of your project is achieved. Okay, so let's quickly browse through the tracking of the project concepts. So we are going to cover simple steps to track project, types of tracking, steps to keep the project on track, culture around the tracking schedule and time, roles of project manager in tracking, WBS and schedule tracking. Okay, so when we talk about tracking a project, what do you mean by tracking a project? Okay. Tracking involves comparing the project plan with the actual status. When I say comparing project plan, if you remember, we talked about project plan. Project plan consists of all the work which is required to be done on the project. It covers schedule as well. Okay. So project plan consists of everything which a project needs to deliver, create, to ensure that the project's outcomes or outputs, when they are delivered to the customer or stakeholder, their end goal is achieved. So this project plan consists, as the name suggests, plan. So it is what we need to plan about, what we have planned to achieve in the project against the actual outcomes. When the project execution happens, automatically the outputs are created, and during this the project's actuals are created, okay, and those have to be compared. So tracking allows you to do that. Okay, now when we talk about schedule tracking is a must for any project. It monitors the project's progress and reviews the movement of the project from start to end. If you remember, initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control and closure, through all the life cycle of your project, tracking of the schedule is very, very important. The variances from the original project plan are identified and managed and adjusted in tracking process. Project tracking is a key part of project management, because this is where, when your work gets done, measuring that work and reporting that work or the status of the project to the stakeholder in terms of milestones, activities which have completed, is what the goal of your project is currently in the tracking process. Various tools and softwares are available to do this task or do this work, tracking basically. Assignments tracking, task tracking, activities tracking, resource tracking, many things can be done. Each project is unique, and that is why the scheduling or tracking for each project is different. Please remember, tracking is done, or rather, you know, mainly tracking is done during execution process, but that doesn't mean tracking is not done in planning and initiation. There are different kinds of planning or execution tracking done during the initial phases of the project as well. So tracking is particularly important for organizations facing track record of time and cost overruns, particularly in IT, because in IT, you know, you don't see the project outputs. Okay, those outputs are basically created at the end when the system starts running. Okay, the outputs are created when the test or cases or the code runs. So many times the cost and time overruns can happen in that, because, you know, everything is resource driven, human resource driven. Okay, the project manager should determine the level of detail which a project tracking is required for. You know, many organizations will say that tracking is just sending emails. Many will require that an exhaustive dashboard has to be created. So many times this is something, you know, which is very, very important from the project point of view. Okay, so tracking, when we talk about tracking, it can range from simply tracking a project milestone to tracking the number of hours, resources, costs incurred on the task. Okay, project tracking requires a delicate balance between, you know, monitoring to ensure the results are achieved and avoiding micromanagement of team members. You know, that doesn't mean you're going to a team member and asking, what did you do today? What are you doing? No, you should have finished. No, nothing like that. Tracking is something, you know, which is a skill which project manager needs to develop using the tools available with him or her. Okay. So simple steps to track a project. So we are going to look at, you know, so sponsors and key stakeholders may require close monitoring and tracking for the project. Close monitoring and tracking can help identify potential cost runs or cost overruns early in the project life cycle. Please ensure that, you know, tracking is appropriate. As I said, tracking should be appropriate for the project. It should not be something which is very exhaustive or very minimal. It has to be a right balance between what a stakeholder needs and what a project can offer. Okay, simple steps. We are going to look at how to track a project in a few simple steps. First is baseline. Project baseline. Baseline is nothing but a snapshot of what the project is at a current point in time. What was the cost? What was the resource allocation? What was the schedule constraint? What was the critical path? All these details are captured under a project baseline. So you can compare. This was a snapshot at this point in time, 1 month back, and this is the snapshot currently. What is the difference? Okay. Or you can create a baseline just to compare it against the original plan as well. Okay. There are softwares which allow you to create this kind of scenarios, project baselines, and allows you to compare and check the variances and differences from the or deviations from the actual plan. Project review process. Okay, review process is very regularly reviewing the plan and work schedule with actual work accomplished is something, you know, which is highly important, because that is a way you will be identifying what are the issues or are there any overruns or delays during the project execution phase. Okay, so tracking process throughout, it's not, you know, only limited to execution, but tracking project throughout the project life cycle enables you to identify different kinds of issues, like, you know, potential issues, like, you know, planning. In a planning, you can identify that communication can be an issue. Communication is like, you know, you are not able to get proper requirements from the customers. Okay, now in this case, what you need to do, you need to track the requirement gathering process properly. Are the requirements properly? You can apply some immediate precautionary actions, proactive actions, which can help you gather the requirements easily in the later phases of your project. Okay. So next simple step is collecting all relevant data. Data is always important. There is a concept which called is data becomes information. Information becomes knowledge. And knowledge gives you wisdom. Okay. So first time when an issue happens, we collect the data. Then repeatedly if the issue happens, that issue information is collected. And that information leads to analysis. Analysis gives you knowledge. Knowledge in terms of why this issue is happening. And how to avoid it, that is wisdom. Okay, it is called DIKWD, data, information, knowledge and wisdom. Okay, collecting relevant data is very, very important. During project execution, it is very important because this is where the actual execution results are produced. So having an relevant data enables the project manager to make informed decisions. Okay, so like, you know, collecting the data regularly ensures that, you know, are the people filling the timesheets properly? Okay, if the people are filling the timesheets properly, are their hours correct? Okay, this kind of information ensures that you're reporting in terms of a number of hours spent by the team on the project task is correct or accurate. Okay, so collecting this data or checking, rechecking this is very, very important. Drivers for the projects. Okay, identifying key factors that are driving the project is essential for understanding the project's critical path. Critical path, the longest duration path in the project. So if there are any issues which are happening in the critical path, automatically your project length also increases. So understanding the issues related to or drivers or factors related to critical path can ensure that adjustment or proactive actions can be taken and the issues can be resolved before it affects the project triple constraints. Okay. Communication. Regular communication is very important with your stakeholder, with your team. So each organization communication needs are different, and that is why you need a plan to how to communicate with each of them. Generally, it is called a communication management plan. So in this, you will identify stakeholders and their communication requirements are noted. Maybe some require a weekly basis report, some require a daily related information. Like a team which is there, they might regroup every day to understand what has happened well, what went wrong, and how to correct the mistakes which you have done today, tomorrow. Maybe stakeholders, important stakeholder needs an update a week on a weekly basis. So this regular communication is very, very important from the project point of view. Monitoring workloads. Okay, the team or resources which are working on a project, they need to have a clear understanding about what they are expected to do or team is expected to do. Any change can lead to difficult implications or impact on your project life cycle or the task or interdependency. So that is why monitoring workloads, managing or responding to the workload effectively is very, very important. Allocating those tasks efficiently. It cannot happen that, you know, one resource who is very expert in doing things, he is only allocated, he or she is only allocated a lot of tasks. That creates a hero culture within the project. Hero culture is one person only knows everything. Others do not know anything. Okay. So you should avoid doing that and have a balanced workload across the team and resources. Organizational resistance. Okay. You need to adhere to the all organization policies. Similarly, when the project is executed in an organization environment, organizational environment, there is a specific way a project is required to work. And in that, there can be obstacles due to resistance from the different groups of projects associated with the project. They can be your own stakeholders or non-stakeholders as well. Okay, stakeholders of stakeholders. What we can say, they can projects can face resistance from the tracking, you know, identify this schedule differences. Okay, resistance is not ready to do certain things. Okay, resistance, organization resistance to tracking schedule. Now people might say, what is this? What you are doing? This is not our organization culture. Tracking schedule, why? We are able to see team working. No need of tracking. That also is a one culture. And one culture is ensuring that you did not send me a report of today's updates for activities which are completed. I need a report today in my mailbox. That is one culture. So resistance can happen at different level. So we need to ease this transition and avoid pushbacks from the people and teams. We have to ensure that everybody goes in hand and the required communication is happening properly. So benefits explanation. When a team is working on a project, they should be aware about why the project is being executed or why the project is being initiated. This helps gain the confidence and compliance or commitment from the team. This helps them feel associated with the project to a greater extent. Okay, many times chargeback reporting, you know, process, assigning the cost or of a system or service to department or customers that use it, that also can be one of the, you know, benefits which can arise. So this benefits explanation also makes a lot of difference in tracking the project. many times, you know, people feel frustrated. Why you are asking me this data? I will not give you. So when you explain why we are doing this, this makes a person or team understand the significance of tracking. Okay. When chargebacks are internal, budgets are impacted, and departments may incur expenses or receive income depending on nature of the service. Okay, chargeback. Chargeback is something which you will charge to interlab projects. Okay, for example, if the marketing department sends a print job to printing department, the cost of service would be captured in general ledger for as a chargeback to marketing. Okay, so printing department will charge it to the marketing team. It is like a chargeback within the internal departments. Okay. So, there is no money exchange, but budgets are impacted many times. Okay. Next is types of tracking on the project. Okay. Types of tracking on the project is what different types are there, you know, why tracking is required, that we have understood. But the level of tracking decides how the project is able to identify the issues easily or able to take action on those issues easily. So projects go wrong or fail when the plan are weak and progress is not monitored. And this is where, you know, tracking becomes very important. There has to be a quite good balance between the various factors and proper tracking in all areas of the tracking. So let's look at a few of the types of tracking which help us track the project in a greater detail for the success of your project. Okay. First, very common way of tracking is task tracking. So we create a work breakdown structure for the task. And this work breakdown structure can allow us to understand what tasks are completed, what tasks are not completed, reviewing those tasks. Okay, identifying and eliminating unknown issues or unknown related issues for the task tracking, so that, you know, risk can be reduced on the project. Task tracking basically is like, you know, did you complete this task? We were supposed to order or procure cement for our construction project. Was the task completed? Procurement process was completed or not? All this is task tracking. Next is time tracking. Okay, so we have to understand that, are there any loopholes in the time management on a project? There are certain routine tasks which maybe are non-productive for the project. Okay, like, you know, a project requires productive tasks. Productive task means resources working on developing some module in software, or laborers ensuring that, you know, required cement is mixed, poured, and the pillar is prepared, or the steel framework is created for the strength of the cement. Okay, this all activities are productive activities, but certain non-routine tasks, you know, or maybe are which can, you know, are not productive, have to be identified during the project. Okay, so like resources sitting idle, not doing anything till the concrete is set. So in this, you know, resource utilization is not proper. Like, you know, setting time of a cement is, let's say, 7 days. So for 7 days, we require one resource who will water the concrete from time to time. Okay, now if the resource has to water, but resource will not work half day, we have to give wages to the laborer for full days. So how can I utilize these resources in a much more better way, so that this half days of time can be used on some certain other activities? Okay, that is time tracking. Okay, issue tracking. Resolve issues as soon as possible and proceed with subsequent tasks. Issues can happen anytime. I told you, when the risk realizes, it becomes issue, and those issues have to be taken care of. Like rain happening during month of June, first week of June, in an event, okay, open air, to air event. It's an issue which has happened. Now what will do? Okay, what actions you can do? Okay, how will you cater to this kind of situations is using the system to track issues, and then can be, you know, it can be a simple Excel file or maybe advanced software as well. But it is very important to track the issues. If you leave the issues as is, it can become a bigger problem later on. Okay. Next is error tracking. There is a difference between issues and errors. Please understand. Error happens when certain task is executed and it results in a non-compliance. Non-compliance or error or not matching quality, something like that. Okay. Track errors to eliminate the progress of the project and elevate the effectiveness of quality assurance. So compliance, when I said, so if your product is not compliance to quality standard, then it is an error or issue or a bug. Okay. So this error needs to be tracked, but issues are something, you know, which is different. Okay, these are errors which have happened due to certain non-compliances. Identifying and correcting those proactively is very, very important. So error tracking, did we fix the issue? Because it can result into quality non-compliance for your product. Okay, tracking those issues separately is advisable, but if your project is small, you can have a small task list created through Excel sheet also is fine. Then is cost tracking. Cost tracking is comparing actual versus plan, because see, cost is one of the part of triple constraint, scope, time, cost. Cost is very important because everybody is concerned about cost. Projects are generally executed for profit. So if your cost compliance is, or there is a variance or difference in the cost, budgeted cost and the actual cost, then it is a problem for your project. So comparing actual and with plan budgets is very, very important. So cost tracking in terms of how the resources have been utilizing, how the material resources have been utilized, what different types of tasks have led to more cost, or what type of materials have saved cost. All these things matter, and it is a kind of learning for future as well. So cost tracking, you know, it's like, you know, just a graphical representation for all of you just to understand, you know, how cost tracking happens. So in Jan, we had budgeted for 20,000, but the cost was a little lower than that. In month of March, the cost was budgeted at around 17,000, but it overshoot by few thousands there. So this is a way you can graphically check. This can be easily done using different softwares, scheduling softwares available, which can give you this kind of snapshot for tracking the budgets on your project or cost on your project. Next, primary steps in cost estimation and tracking is, first of all, identify cost factors. Cost factors which are related to, you know, different aspects of your project, like, you know, cost related to materials, cost related to non-human resources, okay, cost related to direct or indirect expenses which are incurred on a project. Like if a team is required to go and research the area where, you know, we are going to build a hotel, let's say. So that cost is also part of, you know, research cost or identification cost, anything, any name you can give, this cost is associated with the project. Okay, like a review, okay, audit cost. These are different kinds of costs which a project has to bear. So identifying this from past experience, lessons learned, or client or user or customer feedback is also needs to be taken into account. Okay. Establishing contingency, building contingency into budget is very important. What do you mean by contingency? Contingency is something for some unexpected events. This is a contingency plan, you know, budget available. So if something happens, I can utilize some amount of money. Setting aside, let's say if you have $100, out of $100, I will keep say $7 aside for contingency. If something happens, then I can take that money from that $7 and mitigate the issues which has happened on my project. Okay. building a contingency is very important from the beginning. Next type of tracking is resource tracking. Resource tracking is wherein, you know, amount of resources which are required on the project changes from phase to phase or stage to stage. So tracking this resource cost or resource requirements or capabilities is very important. So tracking resources from the project manager's point of view ensures that the cost overruns do not happen, the time overruns do not happen. Because if resource is not balanced or not tracked properly, it automatically affects time and cost. Because every resource comes with a cost. And if they are not utilized properly, it can lead to overruns in terms of time on the project. Okay. Resource tracking enables capacity planning as well. Capacity planning is how much capacity of resources I have. Let's say if I have 10 resources devoting 8 hours per day for 5 days, okay, 40 hours of effort or capability I have available. How I can utilize this? That is a capacity planning. So reducing or increasing the needs of the resources based on available capacity is possible. Okay. Also, many times, you know, on projects, external resources are taken into account, and that helps us to, you know, ensure that, you know, automatically everything is taken care of.